Ricky, it's getting tough, isn't it? The day when the opposition goes down to 10 men, we might hope we're going to get something out of the game. Of course, things evened up in the second half, but what did you make of it?
Yeah, look, the sending off obviously should have helped the situation. I thought 11-11 first half an hour, I thought we were excellent. Started the game really well, a couple of good opportunities. Then, as we do so many times, after creating opportunities, get hit, go 1-0 down, get back on level terms, then have two glorious chances to take the lead just before the boy gets sent off, or around when the boy gets sent off. Chev's header and Doobie's one-on-one that comes back, and you just, you know, when we get in at half time, you're just trying to reassure the players to stay calm and be patient, and the opportunities will come. And then, you know, that was how it panned out. The first 10-15 minutes of the second half, we had two glorious chances, didn't take them, and then the our sending off kills us. Like, I think we keep 11 men on the pitch, we win the game. We've got half an hour or 25 minutes, 11-10,
yeah.
And then a stupid sending off. The ref was always going to look to try and even it up because it was a stupid sending off for their lad. And then when it does that, it's a case of, okay, well, we didn't score when it was 11-10. Now it's 10-10. Make sure we don't lose. And I think our attacking players let us down defensively today, and that was the reason, solely the reason why we lost, because our attacking players were only interested in the last 20 minutes in attacking. They weren't interested in defending. They left our back four too exposed, full backs too exposed, and that was ultimately where the goal come from. It's a game that we should have won, a game that we should have definitely got a draw from, and you end up losing. So in actual fact, you shouldn't have won it, and you shouldn't have definitely got a draw. We got what we deserved, because the players' mentality last 20 minutes was poor.
Yeah, got to find that commitment, haven't we? We want guys who are willing to die for the cause.
Yeah, of course. Look, I'd sacrifice quality for hard-working, honest players. And at the moment, we are lacking quality, but we're also lacking the hard work. You know, we had opportunities today. If Farnborough had the opportunities that we had, they would have scored 2, 3, 4 goals. Mm. We have them opportunities, and we've scored one. And in actual fact, the one we scored was a goalkeeping error. So teams against us that create the chances that we create score 2, 3, 4 goals. We're scoring one. So we have quality players, but not enough quality. And those players who are not giving us enough quality and taking the chances let the team defensively down, because there's actually not too much wrong defensively again today, yet we've conceded two more goals. Fullbacks left too exposed by the wide players. And in the second period, the central players wanted to go forward but didn't want to protect the centre-half. So that's why we lost. Simple.
Yeah, not easy. Hard to work out where the next win's coming from. Another tough game coming up in 48 hours.
Yeah, look, I think we might have James and DK back for Monday night. But look, I'll sit down. We'll sit down. We'll let the dust settle. We'll let the emotion settle. And We'll pick the side that we think can go to Hitchin and win, and those players that are not in it, they've got no arguments after their performance today. So that's what we'll do.
Keep the chin up, mate.
Cheers,
keep
Nigel.
Battling. Cheers.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.